Okay, we will now convene the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings for September 21, 2010. I have reviewed the minutes of July 13, 2010, as well as the minutes of the special magistrate meeting on July 27, 2010. I've approved them and have executed them. Will those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn? All right, we'll proceed directly into our agenda. Case number one, Five Star of Central Florida Incorporated.
Good morning. Good morning, Emery Counts, Economic and Community Development Director.
Did you just miss the swearing in?
I do.
Okay, I believe this is here for a progress report.
Yes, sir.
All right, what's the progress?
There were a couple things going on last time I was here. The sale was pending. I want to report that the sale did happen, and so the owner of the property is now the Housing Authority. we are looking for an architect, an engineer, to look at the total rehab of the property. There was one minor hiccup. We asked for $5.188 million to help with the rehabilitation. We got $194,000. However, we did get $1.1 million from the federal government, and we do expect that there might be some additional funding coming back from the state. So we are moving ahead, and we'll do as much as the money will allow us to do. The plan B would be we would do that and then demolish the rest of the buildings if we could not rehabilitate them.
Okay, what's say the city?
The city is satisfied with the current progress. I would suggest a progress report in December.
Do we continue with Five Star of Central Florida Incorporated as the respondent?
I think we can add the new owner now.
Which is the Housing Authority?
Yes.
Okay. Does that sound right?
No, but it's not a problem to tell people.
All right.
Until we sanction, I don't think it's a problem, but I'd have to do a little further research. I don't think it's a problem to add them as a respondent at this stage of the procedure. I may have to come back and change that after a little further research.
All right, I'll defer to you. Just assuming, I mean, I don't know the corporate status of Five Star of Central Florida Incorporated, but I assume their liability and responsibility for this property has now come to an end. And that's, and so it's either the case gets dismissed or somebody gets substituted in, I would think, but that's just me popping off the top of my head.
I don't know if we want to dismiss or have them removed yet. I mean,
And I have no desire to get rid of it. I'd like to make sure that, well, I'd like to make sure progress is being made, however much progress can be made.
But, I mean, Five Star is not going to be actually involved with this at all.
They don't have the ability to continue to work towards the progress. Typically, though, just because we do hold on to a person that actually is responsible for the violation, even though in this situation, I know that part of the Housing Authority and the city getting involved was to try and remedy the situation as a whole. At this time, I've asked that we just go ahead and leave Five Star as a listed violator. And I think it's appropriate to go ahead and add the Daytona Beach Housing Authority. My concern with it is that it is an entity. It's not element of the city specifically. They're more established through legislative establishment, state, and there are some problems with, you know, it's kind of like citing the county.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
What seems logical would be I would give you the new documentation which lists the Housing Authority as the owner, and with that under your belt, I think it might be appropriate to. I hear you. You want to maintain a nexus between how it started and where it is, and maybe the next one, and maybe the next one. But so you have that. You have number one. I'll give you number two, and that should make the case come together.
Is the anticipation based on the private plan for the housing authority to remain the owner and ultimately utilize it for?
That's correct. The NSP is to acquire, rehabilitate, and either sell or manage rental housing. Sell single family or manage it if it's a rental housing. So they will be managing.
How many buildings are we talking about
here? There are 13 total.
And these are single family homes?
No, these are apartments, 76 units. They range from 1 to 3 bedrooms.
Okay. All right, well, while y'all figure out who's on board, what's the next step in the process?
Another update in December.
Status report somewhere down the road?
I think December would be good for a progress report.
And we're continuing to maintain the exterior and secure the property?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then we will schedule this matter for another progress report on our December meeting, which will be December 14, 2010. And good luck in the interim.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to ask one other thing before you leave. Do you know the status of Five Star Central? I mean, is that still an entity, or have we not let you?
I don't have succinct knowledge of it. I believe it's defunct. It was foreclosed upon. I don't have any further information other than that, but it's defunct with regard to this property.
I understand. Well, we'll do some further research on Mr. Fowler and make a recommendation after the next progress report. That's okay.
Very good. Thank you. All right, next case, 400 Beach Street Acquisitions, LLC.
Morning. Charles Bryant, City of Daytona Beach Redevelopment Department. This property, 400 B Street, is being presently maintained by the city. We're secure, making sure the property continue to be secured. We're here this morning to ask for, we've been doing progress reports. We're here to ask for extension, a 6-month extension. We're in negotiation with the property owner to purchase the property. We've already sent out a bid and got a demolition bid to demo the property once the city takes possession of the property. But right now we're still in negotiations with the owner to try to purchase the property, and we're asking for that extension to give us time to work with the owner to come up with a contract.
Okay, did we do our tests for asbestos?
Yes, sir.
Oil and pollutants?
All that's been done.
That's behind us.
Right, right.
Okay, and I guess that's not stopping the program.
No, sir.
Okay. So you are essentially looking to maintain the status quo for the next 6 months while you try to work out matters with the owner.
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned demolition. When the demolition wouldn't take place until
after that.
Change.
Right.
All right. So, okay. What say the city?
We agree with that. They're in meaningful negotiation. We don't want to do anything to encumber that or to stop it.
Okay.
The property is being maintained by the city, and any windows that are broken, they're covering them up. And
all right, then we will reschedule this matter for another progress report.
I'm sorry, there's one more action we needed to take, was the reflecting the new address of the new registered agent. There's a list under there on the action. His name is Theodore Stotzer, 321 East Hills. That was an email from...
Well, but he's just a registered agent.
Right, but... I mean, the new address of the where we send the notices.
Okay.
That's the case file says a different address, and so he didn't want them to keep going to the old address. He sent an email requesting that we change that. So to formally change the case file to add this new address.
Is this the correct address C right here?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I will go ahead and order that we will have a notice status report on this matter on March 8th of 2011. And also go ahead and order that the caption to the case file be amended to specify that the addressee will be Theodore R. Stotzer, 321 East Hillsborough Boulevard, Deerfield Beach, Florida, 33441, in lieu of Lawrence Greggs, Esquire, 200 South Biscayne Boulevard, Suite 4900, Miami, Florida, 33131. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
See case number 3, Norman Riley is in compliance. Case number 4, Arlene Warwick.
Hello. Hello.
I just want to make sure I can hear it. You promised over the testimony you're about to provide,
that
you're
told
nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Arlene Warwick.
All right, I have this matter here for imposition of fine if property not secure or unsafe pool not in compliance by 8/24/2010. What's the status, Mr. Inspector?
Well, Mr. Vakelja, I received a phone call from Ms. Warwick on 9/9, stated that there had been chemicals applied to the pool. I went out there on 9/9. And I couldn't find any evidence of that. There were still live animals in the pool or organisms in the pool, and it is still unsecure. And then I also went out there at 9/21, and there had been no change.
Okay, the same as Warwick.
I bought all the chemicals, and my realtor who takes care of the property picked them up from my house, took them out there, put the chemicals in the pool, put locks on the houses. I did not hear back from you because I had called twice to make sure you got my message and everything was okay. Since I did not hear back from you, I thought everything was okay because my realtor did pick up the chemicals that I bought at Blue Water Pool and put them in the pool. So I don't know why. I don't understand.
Pool right now. Can you back up one, Barbara?
Like that.
Which means green and you can't see through it?
Right.
And it's accessible?
Yes.
Can you go forward one, Barbara?
There on the north side of the pool, one more. There it is. That section is on the north side of the pool, which is accessible from both the east end and the west end. And the gate, there is one door on the screen room that is closed, but it's not secured, it's not locked. But the other screen door is completely missing. The pump is also missing, as well as the AC, so it's all been stripped.
Yeah, it looks like somebody probably took the door off and they took the pool pump. I don't know. When my realtor went there, she said there's a lot of construction work going on next door, and as soon as she came, she pulled up, everybody scuttled off. So I don't know if that means they didn't want to see her or what that means, but it looks like they took off with somebody stole the door and the pump. I have no idea why the chemicals, I put more in than they told me to. At the the realtor did, but I bought more than they told me to, and she put in more. Well, of course I assume that because she always has taken care of things for me.
Don't assume anything when it comes to
I understand. I just thought I would get a call back.
Taking care of this personally.
Okay. What I was saying is, I thought since I had left the messages with you, and I asked you to call me if there was a problem. And you didn't call. I thought everything was okay.
Some pretty feeble excuses if some kid gets hurt and have a pool.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. I am just saying I really did think everything was okay. I don't go there. I do not go there.
You're going to have to go
there. I will if I need to, but I have not in the past. If I would have known.
What's it going to take to get this pool safe?
Well, at this point, Mr. McKelvey,
I don't care about habitable. I don't care about usable. Just whatever is required to meet the city's requirements as far as life safety are
concerned. Okay, but I no longer own the house. It's in foreclosure, and I no longer own it. I can't afford to keep it.
Your name?
I don't know. How would I know that?
When you say you're in foreclosure, does that mean there's a foreclosure action pending?
I suppose. I don't know. I think your company is representing the bank.
Okay. Well, cool. I don't know what that means. Sounds to me like there's a foreclosure going on.
I haven't
heard the city say or suggest there's another respondent we need to be talking to.
We talked about that last time I was here.
All right. What's it going to take to get that thing to meet the minimum life safety code?
I will put in more chemicals.
Hang on a second. Go ahead.
At this point, she's actually up for an imposition of a fine on the 24th, which is 3 days from now. I would suggest to magistrate that no more than 30 days or 3 days, just like we planned, on the 24th. If the pool is not secured with chemicals, with some evidence of the chemicals being put in there, because I did look around for empty containers or whatever it would take to bring all that stuff up, put it in, there was nothing there. But it would be pretty easy to screen it or to lock the screen door on the north side and put a sheet of plywood or something up on the south side. So no more than 3 days.
It's already sitting. I have a problem with the fact that she only has 3 days left. I want to know what condition is that pool supposed to be in once it meets your satisfaction. Is the water going to be clear, or is it just going to be bug free, or what?
Well, once from the engineering from Forrest Willis, our engineer, he said that once the chemical is applied, it will not clean the pool. It'll kill the organisms, eliminate the access for mosquitoes, but it won't clear it up. At this point, it takes filtration. There's no pump.
So what is it that needs to be done to reduce, if not eliminate, the hazard posed by the dirty pool? Securing the screen doors?
That would eliminate the access.
And yes. Is that all that's required?
Not really. I mean, technically, it takes a pump, electricity, and a filtration system, or empty the pool. I believe the last time I talked to Ms. Warwick, she stated that the pool man recommended not draining the pool because of the potential of losing it. But at this point, we're kind of stuck between whether it's foreclosed, who's going to put the pump back in, who's going to spend the money on it, basically. But to get this thing in compliance, it either needs to be a pump with electricity or drain. And secure.
And how long does it take to drain a pool?
A day.
May I say something about that? I called two places. I called Blue Water, and I was in the Pinch a Penny. They said, do not drain it. Whatever you do, it could make even the ground shift and cause problems. Because I said that the city had suggested I drain it. And they, questioned me, saying, are you sure? And I said, yes, because we spoke about that. And both places said, do not drain it, because it would cause all kinds of problems, not just to the pool popping up, but...
That assumes I care more about your pool's prospect of some kid drowning.
Well, the whole thing is, I don't think it's that hard to drain.
Okay.
They told me I could probably get a... yeah, but then would it interfere with the neighbor's yard? I don't know.
I don't know. These are the people you need to be communicating with. And quite frankly, the realtor in charge of it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay, I understand that because you're getting secondhand knowledge. I understand what you're saying.
No, I'm not getting secondhand.
I mean, from me, you're not
giving something to somebody else that you're assuming is taking care of an extreme responsibility that's yours.
I understand, except I've had her as my realtor all these years. So, you know, she does everything for me, so that's why. But I understand what you're saying. She's not here in person to tell you.
One point out, I think you were talking about the compliance thing not having been met yet. It was actually last month, August 24th, not September 24th. And the second thing is... Ms. Ward, from what you were saying, it sounds like you have not been in contact at all with your lender. And they may have some interest and desire in trying to help you solve this specific problem. So maybe you or your realtor, getting in contact with them, they may work together with you in trying to get this solved.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, I had tried to talk to them. They had called me. I tried to talk to them, but I wasn't very successful with that. Nobody seemed to know anything or who to give me to, and it kept going in a circle. So I knew.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe your realtor can help you with
that. Okay. So
at what point do we get to drag the lender in here? We don't get to until title changes hands?
Mm-hmm. At this stage, yes, until we're working on it.
Okay.
We have a contractor in the deal.
As soon as I can drag the lender in, just say so, and I'll drag the lender in. I don't care who represents it.
It looks like there's a motion for summary judgment hearing scheduled for October 6th at 9:15 a.m. in the foreclosure case. And was
that
Sunshine State Community Bank?
No, Aurora Loan. Aurora Loan Services.
Mr.
Kelgen?
Yes, sir.
As far as the pool treatment, it needs to be shocked, and it needs monthly maintenance chlorine, which is going to basically at least keep it from stinking and attracting flies and mosquitoes. I have seen no evidence of that. That would take one day. The option is drain the pool. The other option is put a pump in, which neither one of those seem to be going to happen at this point. So unless we saw receipts or we saw something from a professional pool cleaner, I would suggest $100 per day, maximum $20,000, based upon the fact that this structure is actually zoned single family. It was currently last use multifamily, which puts the cap at $20,000.
I have receipts. I have receipts, not with me.
Okay. Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What can I realistically expect this respondent to do? Say I were inclined to give her 3 days to do it. What could I realistically expect her to do in the way of improving this condition? And I don't care how much effort she has to put into it to make it happen.
Verification of shock treatment and securing the pool and maintenance beyond that with the chlorine tablets at the minimum.
Okay.
In 3 days. Within 3 days.
Okay, so I just want to get this straight. You want me to get receipts to you for that I bought the chlorine?
If it had been treated, there wouldn't be live animals in there.
I really don't know why it wasn't, or maybe it was just
a knot.
Okay, okay. I will get you receipts for the chlorine for shocking.
We need the screen door fixed.
Correct.
Or boarded. Is that what I heard you say?
Both of them, correct.
Plywood.
Two screen doors that need to be fixed or boarded.
One is removed and one needs to be locked.
And those you'll be able to inspect for yourself and see what's been done.
Correct.
And as far as the pool goes, you want some written confirmation that it's been shocked.
Correct.
And from that point on, you'll expect some chlorine treatment to...
Correct.
Okay. So in the next 3 days, you're expecting the doors to be secured and the pool to be shocked. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
Okay. Are we clear on that, Ms. Warwick?
Yes, except there's three doors. Is the one locked? There's not just two. There's three.
Well, he was telling me there were only two that were broken.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clear up. Okay.
Well, if there's a third one broken, you'll have to do that.
Right. I just wanted to make sure you knew there were three.
Okay. I'm going to amend our previous... Hang on 1 second.
Broken and into two different orders, sort of, but the
whole
one and the
whole one. Wait, do you know anything about screen doors? I have... What... I'm not sure exactly what they want.
I asked what the padlock would do.
A padlock on it? Okay.
Okay. With regard to the pool, I'm going to order that the respondent secure all the entrances or access to the pool, have the pool shocked, I'm giving her 3 days to do that. If she fails to do that, there will be an automatic fine in the amount of $250 per day that will go into effect and will continue each day thereafter. Is it all clear?
Can I get 5 days? Because I have to find somebody to do it.
You have to find somebody to do what?
To put the plywood up.
The realtor.
I know, but I have to be able to make sure I can get her. If I could, I mean, I'll try to do 3 days, but I just don't, if I call her and don't, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to amend that order to allow her 6 days, which okay. means following Monday.
Okay.
And then with all due respect, and I don't mean to be rude,
okay.
I don't care if you have to go out there and swing a hammer yourself.
Oh, I'll do that. I just don't know if I can lift it.
You're going to have the pool shocked. Whoever does it for you, and mm-hmm. quite frankly, I'm not thrilled with the prospect of somebody just dumping something in there and saying they did it. I'd rather have a pool service that said they looked at it and they actually did something.
Mm-hmm.
He had a receipt showing that. And you're going to call this gentleman and make sure he verifies that all that's been done.
Okay, I'll get all the chemicals.
6 days, failing that, an automatic fine in the amount of $250 per day. Okay?
The remaining order portion of the
stays in effect.
Okay, and then we were talking about the bank. You had said something about...
It sounds as though the bank's probably going to be obtaining title to the property, or maybe obtaining title to the property sometime in October.
That was something.
So I have to match the legal description.
So it doesn't sound as though they get joined until they're part of the title holder.
You're expected to have some more information on that problem later on, so just when you make contact with them.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number? Did y'all need me for anything else?
Pardon?
Need me for anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
Case number 5, Ava M. Brown and Nellie L. Morris.
I'm representing my mother. Yeah, she's not doing so well.
Okay.
She's right.
All right. So you're going to be testifying on her behalf?
Yes.
Okay. Could you both state your names, please?
Nellie Morris.
Sir?
Jeff Brown.
Yourself? You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. I have this matter here for the imposition of a fine. The property was supposed to be in compliance by September 8th. I have an affidavit of non-compliance. So, Mr. Inspector, tell me what, if any, efforts been made to come to compliance.
Mr. Fikelda, since the beginning of this case, I have been in contact with the owner once. Actually, the owner's son. Ms. Morris, who is the property manager, also a relative, and two contractors have contacted me about the property. Outside of the contact, the only thing that's changed is that both structures are no longer occupied. However, the violations do still exist.
Are the structures secured?
Yes, sir.
Is the exterior being maintained?
Yes, sir.
All right, but I take it we haven't dealt with the plumbing fixtures, the plumbing system, the window screens, the smoke detectors, the stairs, any of that?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
No, sir. I'd like to recognize that Ms. Moore is also part owner. Okay. Part owner.
All right. Okay. What say the respondents?
Well, we like Mrs. Christian said, we've had sellers trying to sell a property. And even though they were given all the code violations and all that, once they really got heavy into it, they sort of changed their mind. So we're still, you know, hoping to try to sell it. I suppose we've gotten, we were pretty close last week, but you know, whatever, just didn't know they didn't want to get involved.
And what about the work that that place requires?
Well, we really haven't had the funds as far as on my behalf, you know, to do any repairs.
All right. And at what point do we start considering demolition if we're not able to fix it?
Actually, what it is that we're going to put the house up for sale next year, saying, and as soon as we can get a buyer, we want to get out from under the houses due to the fact that we expected her to maintain them, and apparently she wasn't. So my mom got caught up in the middle of this, and I don't know how you go about who gets the fines posed, but we don't even live in Daytona. We live in Gainesville. And so my mom was just helping her out as her niece, and now we're in the middle of something we never expected to be in the middle of due to the fact that we were expecting her to maintain the property and keep the properties up. So we're trying to get out of them. We're not making any more payments on them.
Who holds title of the property?
My mom. I mean, well, no, a loan, probably the bank still owns. I was tied to it. The mortgage company.
Is this property in foreclosure at present?
No, not yet.
Do you anticipate that it will be?
If we don't get it sold. But we're trying to get it sold. And up until yesterday, I was under the impression that we had a contract to have the property sold. So, because I sent a copy of my mom's signature to one of the contractors, and I was waiting to hear back, and then Nellie informed me yesterday that they backed out.
You indicated this house is secured?
It is secured.
So the screens and what have you that I'm looking at, and the broken door?
It's just a porch. You really can't gain access inside the house. It's just a porch.
All right, well, let's hear for the imposition of a fine. What say the city?
The city would like the city would like to impose a fine of $50 a day.
How much?
$50.
And that's due to the fact of the property not getting fixed on the inside, because I was under the impression through Nellie that as long as there's no one in there, that they won't need to be replaced if we're getting rid of the property.
Property's an eyesore.
Huh?
We've got neighbors who are looking at it every day.
And so you're saying what, as far as, I'm talking about like the plumbing the inside, so you're saying as far as what, just getting the screens fixed and that fine would be voided, or?
Well, first off, you know, part of what we're dealing with here is what your neighbors are being subjected to.
Right.
Now, I understand if it's a single-family residence, mm-hmm. and it's not being occupied and it's internal work that needs to be done, you know, then we can be pretty patient helping people.
Right.
If it's a blight on the neighborhood or it's an eyesore, you know, now you're talking about third persons that have an interest in what's happening here.
Okay.
We take that into consideration. Personally, I don't mind working with you if the exterior is fixed up just enough to make it presentable.
Okay.
I mean, along with the understanding it's not going to be used or occupied until
right.
it's in compliance, because you have other things there that have to be dealt with.
Right.
The inspector is telling me it's secured, which means I guess access to the house itself is intact.
Well, if that's what you were, like you said, the exterior, which is getting the screens and stuff fixed.
Ultimately, what he's saying is that all the violations are still existing.
Right.
Regardless of whether or not the property is occupied.
Right.
But he's telling you that he's willing to work with you as long as it remains unoccupied,
mm-hmm.
remains secured,
mm-hmm.
maintained, and not a blight on the neighborhood.
And I'm saying the black part would be what, the screens, or is there no black?
Fixing the porch up, making the place look a little bit more presentable than what I'm looking at.
So I haven't been over there in a while, so I was just trying to, have you been there lately?
Because I mean, I don't know what the real estate prospects are, but I assume this house, like every other house in the state of Florida, is going to be on the market for quite a while before anything happens. And so, you know, I can't give you an indefinite pass with the house looking like that, knowing or suspecting that you'll probably be trying to sell it for quite a while.
Okay, and the other thing,
if not it being foreclosed.
And the other thing I was wondering is, since they're both on the title and she was left in charge, do they both get the fine, or can she get the fine since she was supposed to maintain the property?
Okay.
Because she collected all the rent, she was supposed to maintain this, and I'm just wondering.
Well, before we get any deeper into this episode of Family Feud, all I can say is the title holder is the person ultimately responsible for the maintenance of the property.
Okay.
Now, if there's a tenant, that's another matter, but you know, we're getting deeper into it than I need to be getting into it.
So the fine will be imposed on both of them, in other words, is what you're saying now? Is that both on the title? Is it both names?
Who's on your deed right now?
It said Eva and Nelly. Eva Brown and Nelly Morris.
The joint tenants with rights of
ownership. Okay. So they're both co-owners.
Okay.
So they'll both be fined.
Okay, that's our question.
If I could say, Mr. Fakel, the principal effect of a fine is that it's going to encumber the house. So that's the biggest effect that you have on it. Now, it
so
also encumbers anything else
so.
That she or either one of them own.
It also what?
I said it would encumber any other property that either one of them own. So if your mom owns other property, it'll also be encumbered. And if Nellie owns other property, that'll also be held up by whatever the fine is. That they'll have to get that cleaned up if they try to sell or get a loan.
Oh, okay. On the other properties?
Any property. This property and any properties that either one of them own.
Separate.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This matter's here for the imposition of a fine. I'm going to continue this matter until our next meeting, which will be October 11, 2011. At that point, I'll consider whether or not I'm going to impose a fine. Between now and then, it would warm my heart were the property to remain unoccupied, secured to city standards, and something done to maintain or improve the exterior. All right?
Okay.
And then on October 11th, if those things happen.
Mr. McCullough, I'm sorry, I believe you're looking at the 2011 calendar.
I'm sorry.
October 10th. Or, sorry, 12th.
October 12th. And then, if I'm satisfied with what's been done to the exterior, I'll consider allowing you additional time to come into compliance.
Okay, when you got to come into compliance, that means getting the stuff on the inside still fixed? Or I'm misunderstanding the compliance part, because if we get the screens and stuff on the outside looking good, what do you mean by still coming into compliance?
With all that stuff that needs to be done.
I'll be giving you, we're not in a vacuum here. I understand you're trying to get out from under the house. I understand you're trying to sell the house. I understand you have no desire to fix the house at all. All that having been said, I can't sit here and do nothing when I'm confronted with this.
Okay.
I'm trying to do the best I can with a bad situation, but at the same time, there are neighbors out there that I have to be sensitive to as well. So, I can't tell you not to bring the house into compliance. Can't relieve you of that responsibility.
Okay.
But I can give you additional time with which to do it. If you happen to sell it in the interim, more power to you.
Okay.
Or if it happens to be foreclosed. Sorry. So, my point is, we're going to reschedule the imposition of a fine to the October 12th meeting. In the interim, the house, unless you're going to go there, unless it's brought into compliance, fully brought into compliance, until it's brought into compliance, I don't want it occupied. I want the exterior maintained. Seems like there are two other things I've already forgot.
Secured.
And then, like I said, and if that's done on October 12th, instead, I will consider foregoing the fine and talking about additional time for you to come into compliance.
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. We'll just get there.
Now, I would suggest repairing the door that I saw. I would suggest repairing the screen on the porch that I saw. I would suggest doing whatever you need to do to make it look as innocuous as possible for all those neighbors of yours that are around there, considering the fact that they may be looking at it for a while.
Okay. Gotcha. That's what I was wondering, because I didn't know exactly what was wrong with that side. Like I said, I haven't seen it. That screen door right there you're talking about, the screen is down in front of it?
I consider fixing that door. Fixing those screens.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of duct tape on windows, but you can talk to the city about that.
Okay.
There you go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm kind of giving you a reprieve until the October 12th meeting. So if you're going to ask for additional time, I need the exterior to be presentable before I consider that. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 6, Felix Matta. Not seeing a respondent. Let's say the city.
Mr. Pekelja, I've had no contact, no response from the property owner. I'd like to point out that there's also another running fine on this property for other violations as well. No response, no progress, nothing's been done. We've relatively been ignored.
Okay, what do you propose?
City would like to impose a fine of $25 a day to be capped at $10,000.
I see it's dead trees, and then I keep looking at trees around power lines.
Actually, that's the same tree, and it's huge, and there are lots of power lines around that tree.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and impose a fine in the amount of $25 per day, commencing September 8, 2010, and continuing each day thereafter, until the property is in compliance or the total amount of fine reaches the sum of, what did you mention?
$10,000.
$10,000, whichever occurs first. Thank you. Case number 7, Joseph Enterprises USA LLC. Anyone here for the response?
That's going to be compliance. That's going to be compliance 99.
I'm sorry. It's in compliance?
Compliance 99.
All right, we'll now proceed to the new cases. William G. Linnaeus. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent?
Barbara's coming down for this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Case number 8, 100 Sedona. Is non-compliance. I have had contact with the property manager. They're going to make application and obtain the occupational license, so I say non-compliance, next cutoff.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be non-compliance. In order the respondent to come into compliance, by October 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for the imposition of the $250 administrative fee. I think I finally said that right for the first time. Okay, thank you. Case number 9, Gail P. and Ernest Labreck. Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Ernest Labreck. I do.
Yes, sir. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Madam Inspector, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
He's come a long way. He's worked hard. There used to be appliances out front and everything else. We're working to resolve it, and he should be, before the next meeting date, be in compliance.
All right, Mr. Labreck, the next meeting is October 6th. I'm sorry, the cutoff for the next meeting is October 6th. The inspector seems to feel you should be able to come into compliance by then. What do you say?
Yeah, I don't see a problem. Like she said yesterday, we had stuff all the way out to the back of the truck before, and I've got it all the way past, almost three-quarters of the way past my motorcycle now.
Right,
so we're trying to weed it out. You can only put so much stuff out at a time before the city starts screaming they're not picking it up anymore.
Yes, sir, I understand. All right, I'll order the respondent to be in compliance by October 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Please keep in mind, once you have it all said and done, make sure you call her so she can inspect it, and it's done.
He's been keeping in contact.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been in contact with Barbara right along and tried to keep up with what we're doing.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Case number 10, Kevin Molzon.
Cases in noncompliance. They have applied for a license. The inspection failed, and so noncompliance next cutoff, and they can work through the making the corrections and have another inspection.
All right, based on the report of our inspector, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by October 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for the imposition of the $250 administrative fee. Case number 11, Big Winston LLC.
Yes, 745 White Street for no. Oh, you're here? I'm sorry.
Here.
I didn't see anyone was here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Say your name, please.
I'm Terry Malia, property manager for Winston Daly.
Your name,
I do.
Yes, ma'am. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes. However,
the respondent in noncompliance. Madam Inspector, how much time should it require for the respondent to come into compliance?
Next cutoff.
Okay. She suggests you ought to be able to have it taken care of by October 6th. What say the respondent?
Yes, I wanted to make a statement that they are seniors. They live in DeLand. We were not aware of the mailings that they received. Now I'm working with their son, who is their power of attorney. And it's no problem. I've got the forms and everything. It's just getting their signatures.
Very good.
And we should get that.
Order the respondent to be in compliance by October 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And good luck to you.
Yeah, not a problem. The house is in really good shape, too, now that we have a tenant.
Good.
Thank you.
Case number 12, Edmondson O. Asgill.
That's going to be compliant to 910.
I'm sorry, what now?
Compliant to 910.
Case number 13, Gonzalez Family Revocable Trust, dated July 23, 2003. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
I've been in contact with this property owner. It is in non-compliance. He's asked for an extension of time so he can demolish the property by December.
So he can do what?
He's going to demolish it. And he's asked until December.
And what say the city?
We agree.
All right, that's December 8th?
Yes, sir.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by December 8th, 2010. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case 14, Robert B. Irving. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? Let's say the city.
Mr. Fekelza, there were permits issued for this property on 9/15. However, the occupational license is still on hold for waiting for the inspection, which is scheduled for 9/30. So hopefully, if it passes the rental inspection, yes, non-compliance next cutoff.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by
10/6.
October 6th, or be returned to the special magistrate. The one thing we're talking about now are permits.
Sorry, I already turned the page. No, sir. Single family home.
Pardon?
Single family home.
Okay. So come into compliance by October 6, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 15, Lisa McCarthy. Yes, ma'am. Would you please state your name and be sworn?
Lisa McCarthy.
You solemnly
swear
that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I do. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Because this one is going to be a little bit more extensive, so they're going to need more time than just the next cutoff. I would have to say the December cutoff will be more reasonable.
Okay. Let's say the respondent.
I'd like to just say something. This property, I've owned it a lot of years. I had the same tenant in it for 10 years. I just recently received my occupational license on it because when that tenant moved out, the laws have changed. It's a single-family home. So I had passed 3 months ago. The damage that was done here was done by the tenant that was in there, and I can have witnesses for that. They cut a hole in my side just to put an air conditioning unit in. I had a heating unit in there. They took it off my wall. It was gas because they wanted to put a China hutch there. I mean, they did. They wanted it in the dining room was where my heating unit was, and they wanted to put the China cabinet there, so they took my heater off the wall. The reason they called Mr. Stenson was because they were being evicted because they had too many people and too many animals living there. The plumbing problem was done because they wanted to put a washer and dryer in the garage, so they decided to go under the house and try to tap into it. Most of the items that are on here were what they did. I had told Mr. Stenson, because him and I have a lot of rental properties, and we've worked very well together in the past. I was not aware of these problems. I was kind of shocked when he came in because I had just gotten my permit for it. I'm like, what do you mean? They did that. The house is adorable. I mean, it can be fixed. But then what happened was, and the reason why I haven't done anything was because they were moving out. They were getting evicted, but I never did the eviction. They wound up leaving, but it took 6 weeks. Usually I'm a lot quicker than this on addressing my issues. But I couldn't go in and work on a house when people were destroying it. It is a single-family house. It is empty. And the reason why, I mean, and I'm maintaining the outside, although that air conditioning, somebody just broke into it. They stole my stove, my refrigerator. I have the police report, which is not ready yet. It was done, and I have a claim number. They stole all the materials that I had sitting in there. They ripped out the rest of the copper piping that was in the house. So it's like, ah. Anyway, the problem is that now that it's a single-family home, to do any work, I have to turn on the gas and the electric and the water, which is a lot of money, which right now funds are tight. I have every intention of fixing the house and maintaining the outside is fine. We keep up on the grass, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I do want at least 6 months because of money issues to get the inside done. There's really not much on the outside that, you know, I can do all the outside stuff without electric and water. But as far as the inside stuff, it's going to be a while now, especially with them ripping out the pipes. Luckily, the water was not on because they ripped all the copper piping out of under the sink and behind the washing, the hot water heater. So.
What's that say?
I believe within 6 months they could be completely in compliance, Mm-hmm. In the interim, the exterior of the property definitely needs to be taken care of. The
can I also say
and the rotten wood on the property, broken windows. I don't know how you're gonna.
Well,
fix that hole in the wall from there.
I'm probably just frame it out and put another air conditioning in. But the rotten wood are those, just those little eaves. They're really not even structural.
Yeah,
they're just little overhangs over the window.
And they can be removed.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
In the interim, the property does need to be secured because my last inspection. It was wide open.
I know. I have other people who I know that have rental properties that have used that tactic because they're so tired of having broken windows and broken doors. This neighborhood is actually not so bad. I was very surprised. I actually think it was the tenants that went back in there and did this because there's not usually too many break-ins in this on this little strip. But I do have an empty lot next to me on one side, a halfway house across the street, and then the neighbors that are next to me on this side have been there for years also. But he's an elderly gentleman, so you know he couldn't see what was going on. But that's the they did that too, the fireplace thing. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what they were thinking. So that's the air conditioner.
The city would say 2 months for the exterior, and I'll give her the 6 for total compliance.
Mm-hmm. And I did assure Mr. Stenson that I would not, he'd be the first one to see it before it would go up for rent again, which, you know, I have no issue with that. And that's all been mowed. That was just because we were in the interim. That's the backyard, and it's all been mowed.
Talk about the exterior being maintained. Do we have an understanding as to what specifically we're talking about here? Because I can see some elements to the exterior that are going to be a little more than just cutting grass and edging the yard.
Well, it needs to be pressure washed. The reason it looks so bad, we had a lot of overgrowth. We cut back. That was all hidden by bushes, which we didn't see, but we did a complete cut all the bushes away. When the new tenants moved in, you know, they were like, oh, we want to trim up the outside. I didn't realize how bad it was going to be with them. But a lot of that was all hidden by bushes before, so it didn't look as bad. Now that all the bushes are gone, the house needs to be pressure washed and probably painted.
All right, well, I think I'm going to give you the same incentive plan I already gave somebody else here. So let's do it this way. I'll continue the determination of your compliance date until December 14, 2010. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the interim, the house is not to be rented, occupied, until it's absolutely in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And between now and December 14, 2010, I want to see what you can do to that exterior to make it as palatable as humanly possible to your neighbors, mm-hmm. as I consider the additional 4 months you're looking for after that. So I'm basically giving you 2 months to get started.
Mm-hmm.
I want your focus to be on the exterior first.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we're satisfied that that it's secured the city standards, that the exterior is being maintained, that the exterior is at least presentable, then I'll be happy to entertain the additional 4 months you need to bring everything else into compliance. And at that point, you might have a clearer picture as to how much time you're going to need anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It may be less than 4 months. It may be more than 4 months.
Yeah. The inside's quite cute, actually. It needs a little bit of work, of course, from the pipes and stuff like that. But it's a very cute little house on the inside. It's just a matter of the time I need is because I need to turn the electric and the water on, which costs a lot of money, and that I don't have right now. That's why I need the time. The inside won't be so bad to fix.
I understand. So then let's focus your resources on getting the exterior,
mm-hmm.
and then we're more amenable to additional time for you taking care of what has to be done inside, as long as you understand it's not going to be rendered or occupied until it's fully in.
Of course. Not
right.
a problem.
So I'm going to go ahead and continue the determination of the compliance date for our December 14, 2010 meeting, at which point hopefully I'll have some pretty pictures of the extra prettier pictures.
Yeah.
Some prettier pictures of the exterior, and then we'll talk about what you need. Hopefully you'll have a clear idea as to what you're going to need in the way of additional time from that point on.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, do you have any miscellaneous business to be brought before his special magistrateness?
No, I don't have any.
All right, well then with that, we're adjourned.